Obesity in America. 71% of American adults are overweight today. The food industry blames inactivity for this issue. Coca-Cola invested $1.5 million to create the Global Energy Balance Network, aiming to downplay diet's role in obesity. Although genetics play a part, obesity mainly results from overeating and lack of exercise. Our bodies evolved to crave high-calorie foods because they helped us survive. The food industry takes advantage of this by turning crops into high-calorie products like sugar, oil, and white flour. Some people are more prone to gaining weight due to their genes. A mother's weight during pregnancy can influence your risk of obesity. If she was obese, you're more likely to be obese, but if she lost weight before giving birth, you're less likely to be. Your grandmother's weight can also impact your obesity risk. Sugar and fat are government subsidized, with over half of the calories consumed by most Americans coming from these subsidized foods. The government began subsidizing unhealthy foods in the 1970s. The food industry spends more on advertising than any other sector and uses techniques like behavioral psychology and eye movement tracking to boost sales. The impact of obesity and food industry tactics. The brain can be tricked into feeling hungry even when it's not and can perceive food as tasty even when it isn't. The influence of the eat more food environment sometimes overrides our conscious control over eating. Food companies make their products more addictive by adding chemicals to them. They use the same strategies as cigarette companies to prevent government regulation and block scientific research on the harms of their products. Obesity makes inflammatory joint diseases like rheumatoid arthritis and gout worse. Osteoarthritis, the most common joint disease, is significantly affected by obesity, which may be its main adjustable risk factor. Being overweight also increases the risk of low back pain, sciatica, lumbar disc problems, and herniation. Excess body fat raises the risk of many cancers, including those of the esophagus, stomach, colon, liver, gallbladder, pancreas, breast, uterus, ovaries, kidneys, brain, thyroid, and bone marrow. Obesity is a major cause of type 2 diabetes and increases the risk of dementia later in life. Out of the 4 million annual deaths linked to excess body weight globally, nearly 70% are due to cardiovascular disease. Obesity and its impact. Fat can accumulate in the liver, causing fatty liver disease, which is common in overweight or obese individuals. This condition may lead to inflammation, scarring, jaundice, cirrhosis, and liver cancer. Obese people often face more health issues and higher medical costs. Studies suggest the lowest risk of death is at a BMI of 20 to 22.5, which measures weight relative to height. Weight stigma can create a stress cycle that contributes to obesity and further stress. Waist circumference is a better indicator of fat distribution than BMI. Many overweight or obese individuals opt for surgery. Liposuction is popular but has a risk of 1 in 5,000. Bariatric surgery, which limits eating, can improve kidney health in diabetics but doesn't prevent vision loss. Patients typically lose significant weight in the first 2 years but may regain some later. 10 years post-surgery, while quality of life improves, mental health often declines compared to before surgery. Economic strategies might help fight obesity. Taxes on unhealthy items and subsidies for healthy foods could influence choices. Despite lobbying by the food industry to prevent FTC regulation of marketing to children, progress has been made. In 2018, trans fats were banned, and market trends like the gluten-free craze show how quickly the food market can adapt. Inflammation and its impact on health. Inflammation is the body's response to injury or infection. The Dietary Inflammatory Index measures how foods affect inflammation, rating them as pro-inflammatory or anti-inflammatory. Eating lots of meat and junk food while avoiding fruits and vegetables can increase inflammation, potentially leading to weight gain. The hypothalamus, a brain region, controls our appetite. Leptin, a hormone from fat cells, helps regulate appetite. High body fat means more leptin, which helps prevent overeating. However, when lab animals consume saturated fat, it quickly crosses into the hypothalamus, causing inflammation, leptin resistance, and overeating. The best diet includes whole grains, fruits, and vegetables while avoiding saturated and trans fats. Eating anti-inflammatory foods can help prevent and manage obesity by protecting the brain's appetite regulating system. We also encounter obesogenic pollutants, chemicals that promote obesity, in daily life. Despite regulations from the Stockholm Convention in 2004, some harmful chemicals remain underregulated. For example, DDT, a pesticide now mostly in meat, may contribute to childhood obesity. 95% of Americans have detectable levels of BPA and phthalates, found in processed foods. Additionally, cooked meat contains carcinogens called PAHs, which are particularly high in chicken. How pesticides and food choices affect your health. Pesticides used in crops might act as obesogens, which disrupt hormones in our bodies. This is known as hormone disruption. Eating more fiber can make you feel full, leading to less food intake. Fiber also boosts gut activity, burning more calories. When you consume fiber, gut bacteria turn it into short-chain fatty acids, SCFAs, which trigger the production of leptin. Leptin, a hormone from fat cells, signals the brain to reduce body fat. Fiber is found only in plants, meat, dairy, and eggs have no fiber, and junk food has very little. Foods with more water have fewer calories. Eating these watery foods fills your stomach without adding many calories. The glycemic index measures how quickly glucose enters the bloodstream after eating. High glycemic foods cause a quick blood sugar spike, while low glycemic foods result in a slower rise. Glycemic foods can keep you full longer and help with fat loss. Choosing foods grown in nature, rather than factory-made, is an easy way to follow a lower glycemic diet. Despite the food industry's push for low-fat options, these often contain unhealthy chemicals that can lead to obesity. Low-fat doesn't necessarily mean healthy. Fat, sugar, and calories. The body doesn't sense fat calories as well as it does sugar calories. Eating a lot of fat can lead to more calories in your system than needed, but it won't reduce your hunger. Our bodies detect fat in the intestines, not the stomach, and are not designed to recognize fat in processed foods. A low-fat diet, with around 11% of calories from fat, helps burn more calories during sleep compared to a high-fat diet, which has 58% of calories from fat. Calories can make you gain weight in two ways, consuming too many or burning too few. Saturated fats are more likely to be stored rather than burned. Reducing the intake of fatty meats, dairy, fried foods, and greasy snacks can help manage weight. The impact of excess fat and sugar on health. Over 90% of adults and more than two-thirds of children in the U.S. are estimated to be overfat, meaning they have excess body fat that harms health. This can happen even in those with normal weight, often due to excess abdominal fat. Added sugars partly contribute to this problem. The FDA approved sucralose, sold as Splenda, in 1998, claiming it would reduce weight gain because it has fewer calories than sugar. However, sucralose contains toxic chlorine, which can cause migraines in some people. Artificial sweeteners are chemicals our bodies cannot metabolize well. The average American eats 22 teaspoons of added sugar daily, equivalent to 355 calories, but sugar is harmful to health. Sweet, salty, and greasy foods can be addictive because they release dopamine, a neurotransmitter linked to pleasure. Processed foods and their impact. Processed foods are more addictive than unprocessed ones because they contain more fat and sugar but less fiber, protein, and water. Water adds bulk without extra calories, so the driest foods and diets are the most calorie-dense. Some vegetables are over 95% water. The best way to lose weight is to cut fat intake and eat more fruits and vegetables. Mushrooms are low in calories, nutritious, and satisfying. Replacing meat with mushrooms can cut meal calories by half while still being tasty and filling. Nuts, though high in calories, provide essential nutrients that help us live longer. The government spends more on subsidies for meat, eggs, dairy, and sugar than for fruits and vegetables, making subsidized foods cheaper and more consumed. Each 1% increase in calories from red meat, poultry, fish, or shellfish raises the obesity risk by 18%. Eating meat and eggs leads to the production of TMAO, a chemical that increases fat and cholesterol in arteries, causing heart attacks. Today's meat is fattier than in the past because animals are bred for more fat rather than protein. Ultra-processed foods are industrial formulations containing additives that mimic real food. These foods make up 58% of daily caloric intake in the U.S. Food and Health. Whole grains keep you feeling full and reduce hunger for up to 8 hours, unlike refined grains like white bread. Salt leads to increased body fat because it makes us eat and drink more calories. Most of the salt we consume comes from processed foods. Obesity can create a cycle of insulin resistance, which raises insulin levels and leads to more obesity. To avoid this, choose foods that cause less of an insulin surge. Meat, dairy, and eggs cause big insulin spikes, and fat makes our bodies resistant to insulin. We get antibiotics from our food since farm animals are given them. Children exposed to antibiotics gain weight faster than those who aren't. Antibiotics harm the good bacteria in our guts, which are crucial for our health. Good gut bacteria maintain a barrier that keeps harmful bacteria out of our blood. If this barrier breaks, bacteria can enter our bloodstream, causing inflammation. This inflammation can lead to inflammatory bowel diseases and possibly obesity. Boosting gut health and weight loss with polyphenol-rich foods. Polyphenol-rich plants encourage the growth of beneficial gut bacteria. More good bacteria in your gut can reduce your chances of being overweight or obese. Consuming fruits and veggies is the safest way to boost good gut flora compared to probiotic supplements or fecal implants, which have risks. Eating more fruits and veggies can help with weight loss, even without cutting calories. The type of sugar you consume matters. Processed table sugar is harmful, but adding fruit can reduce insulin spikes from high glycemic foods. Studies show that berries, apples, and pears are linked to the most weight loss, while cauliflower and tofu/soy are the vegetables associated with the greatest weight loss. Eating beans is also beneficial. They are linked to better health, lower obesity risk, and smaller waist sizes. Beans are rich in fiber and protein, which can keep you feeling full longer and help you eat less. However, beans should always be cooked to avoid harmful natural toxins. Diet claims and choices. The diet industry often exaggerates its claims because it is a business. For example, the ketogenic diet is so nutritionally lacking that you'd need to consume 37,500 calories a day to get all the essential vitamins and minerals. An effective weight loss technique doesn't always mean it's healthy. A plant-based diet focuses on eating fewer animal products and processed foods while increasing fruits, vegetables, beans, nuts, and whole grains. Your diet needs to be practical. A healthy diet won't help if you can't stick to it. Some people believe a purely vegetarian diet is the healthiest, but studies show slimmer vegetarians might be influenced by other lifestyle factors. Even when studies account for physical activity, smoking, and socioeconomic status, they might not control for other dietary aspects. For instance, vegetarians and vegans often drink fewer soft drinks, eat fewer sweets, and use less added fats. Weight loss alone is not enough. Long-term health must also be considered. You can lose weight with any diet by cutting calories, but eventually, your metabolism adjusts, leading to weight gain. Weight loss and health tips. Weighing yourself often and getting regular advice from a nutritionist helps with weight loss more than not doing so. A Wi-Fi or Bluetooth-enabled scale can automatically send your health data and show your progress. The enzyme AMPK acts as a master metabolic regulator. It gets activated by various plant chemicals like berberine and acetic acid. Vinegar can boost AMPK and help burn fat, but don't drink it straight. Chia and flax seeds can suppress appetite, likely due to their high soluble fiber. Though flaxseed has a compound similar to cyanide, you'd need to consume a large amount to be harmed. Cumin can prevent blood sugar spikes after meals, aiding in diabetes management. It also helps lower cholesterol and triglycerides. Saffron is effective for treating depression but may reduce appetite. Turmeric can reduce belly fat, stop fat production, and has a powerful anti-inflammatory effect. When you eat, calories matters. Calories consumed in the morning are less fattening than those eaten at night. Our bodies naturally crave more food in the fall compared to the winter. Guide to weight loss and exercise. Melatonin supplements are sometimes used for weight loss, but many contain potentially toxic ingredients. Smoothies might seem less filling than whole fruits and vegetables, possibly because we drink them quickly. Eating slowly and chewing well allows the stomach to signal the brain that you're full. When you eat, your brain sends blood to your digestive tract to process food. The longer food stays in your mouth, the more blood goes to your digestive tract, and the more calories you burn. Eating slowly helps burn more calories. The American College of Sports Medicine recommends 150 minutes of moderate exercise or 75 minutes of intense exercise each week. If you can't meet these goals, do as much as possible. Sitting for long periods reduces blood flow in your legs, which can lead to blood clots and increase the risk of heart attack or stroke. It's important to move around regularly. High-intensity exercise burns more calories but can be risky for those with heart conditions and might not be suitable for everyone. Exercising after a meal can lower blood sugar as effectively as some medications. Any exercise is beneficial, but if you're over 45, a woman over 55, have diabetes, or experience chest pain, dizziness, or shortness of breath, consult your doctor before starting a new exercise routine. Healthy eating. Dark leafy greens like spinach, beet greens, and Swiss chard are healthy but contain oxalates, which can cause kidney stones. Opt for low oxalate greens like kale. Calcium supplements might increase the risk of heart attacks and strokes. The hibiscus plant may aid fat digestion, which you can benefit from by drinking hibiscus tea. Cold exposure can help burn calories. Capsaicin in red chili peppers helps burn more energy, while ginger and cinnamon suppress appetite and promote weight loss. Marijuana may aid weight loss by increasing metabolism, raising it by about 25% within 15 minutes of use, and maintaining it for at least an hour. Green tea can support weight loss, and both green and black teas improve artery function within hours. Drink these teas without milk. Forming healthier diet habits takes about 66 days. Create a realistic plan to make lifestyle changes. Caloric restriction is an effective way to lose weight, with benefits like improved blood pressure in as little as 1 or 2 weeks. Remember to drink enough water. Key points. 1. 71% of American adults are overweight, primarily due to overeating and inactivity. 2. The food industry uses addictive chemicals and manipulates cravings similar to tobacco companies. 3. Obesity raises the risk of diseases like heart disease, diabetes, and cancer. 4. High sugar and high fat diets are linked to obesity, with low fat options often being unhealthy. 5. Fiber-rich foods and whole grains aid weight loss, while processed foods are more addictive. 6. Taxing unhealthy foods and subsidizing healthy ones might help reduce obesity. 7. Regular exercise and healthy eating are essential for managing weight and overall health.